After a British newspaper published a picture of Michael Phelps and the smoking bong, last summer's Olympic hero apologized and called his behavior regrettable. For now, at least, it appears that Phelps will suffer no sanctions from either swimming's watchdogs or his corporate sponsors. Swimsuit maker Speedo and Swiss watchmaker Omega say they will stand by Phelps. Kellogg and Subway and others have yet to comment, but you never know. That could change if public opinion does. Some commentators, including our next guest, Christine Brennan, argue that Phelps sent the wrong message. Others wonder why there is so much fuss over a 23-year-old who might have smoked pot at a party. So should we hold celebrity athletes to a higher standard? 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today, regular contributor to NPR's Morning Edition. Thanks for staying up to the afternoon.
It's great to be talking in the afternoon, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote in the column yesterday, Michael Phelps has a big problem. How so?
Yeah, well, you mentioned it. You know, a 23-year-old smoking pot. That is not earth-shaking news. But it's what 23-year-old is smoking pot? A 23-year-old who happened to have won 8 Olympic gold medals and has positioned himself with his management group as a pitchman for America's children and families with cornflakes and Subway sandwiches, what have you. So this is a different kind of situation, and one would think that Michael Phelps, he's a kid, but, you know, 23-year-olds also have mortgages and get married and have jobs and have lives. And so the notion that he's a youngster, well, yeah, I mean, but not that young. And I also think that Phelps knows better. I mean, he knows when you project yourself out there, Neil, when you take on these responsibilities, when you're making millions, there is, in my mind anyway, a higher standard to live up to. Phelps himself has talked about that. Has talked about wanting to be a role model for kids, his foundation, everything about children. He has accepted that and embraced that and wanted that. And now, you know, then how do you pick up a marijuana pipe at a party? How do you actually do that? You've got to stop, in my mind, you've got to stop yourself from doing that.
And so not just he also, I mean, after the previous Olympic Games, had an incident with a driving under the influence citation.
That's right. And in November of 2004, after the Athens Games, where he won 6 gold medals, he had a DUI and did a mea culpa then. He apologized, said he'd learned his lesson. In fact, he came to me in my column for that, and we had a nice conversation. And now here we are again, you know, so 4 years later. I think a lot of parents, especially Neil, you know, everyone changed their life, didn't they, in August to watch Michael Phelps and cheered for him. And I think there's a lot of kids, a lot of parents kind of scratching their head. Another athlete, you know, is there not one that we can, and of course the answer is yes, there's many you can trust, but this is a big name. And he, you know, he's got a long way to fall if he's going to fall.
Would this have been, let's say this had been a relatively, this is not a performance enhancing drug.
That's correct.
This had been a relatively minor performance-enhancing drug, ephedrine, for example, what would the how does that balance?
Recreational drug use is only tested for during a competition. So if he had been smoking marijuana at the Beijing Olympics, highly unlikely, with his schedule and what he was doing and his dedication to the task, if he'd been doing that, that's when there could have been sanctions. He could have been kicked out of the Olympics, had his medals taken away, kicked out for a couple years even. But in out of competition, so clearly November, no longer competing, there is no sanction for marijuana use. The flip side, performance-enhancing drugs, oh yeah, that can be 365 days a year. And ironically, Michael Phelps has always asked for the toughest testing and has been outspoken in don't use drugs, don't use performance-enhancing drugs, which again makes this worse because here he is using a drug even though it's not performance-enhancing. It just, again, it kind of just strikes at the whole image that Michael Phelps himself has sought to create for himself.
Here's an email from Dallas in California. America's Olympic hero smoking pot should bring to light that marijuana is a relatively harmless drug that should be legalized and regulated if used responsibly. There is nothing worse than alcohol. Our last three presidents have smoked it. Our economy could also use the tax incentives if it were sold on the free market. The press should be making a big deal about putting an end to prohibition instead of chastising celebrities that use this harmless plant. Nevertheless, and that may be right or it may be wrong. You may have opinions about that. Right now, it's illegal. And it's illegal in South Carolina, and there are none of the, relatively mild penalties that you might find in a place like California or in Boston.
And certainly this story has brought those people out in the last 48 hours. There are a lot of comments, a lot of emails I've received exactly that way, too. Yeah. As I said, a 23-year-old smoking pot is not shocking news. And most of us might shrug or smile or whatever. I would say that there probably are, you know, millions of 23-year-olds who are not smoking pot. Who are going through their life. And And, you know, so I think because we've glorified Michael Phelps, because he has been and received all these multi-million dollars in endorsements, he has put himself, he's wanted to be put on the pedestal. I think that makes this different. It's not just any 23-year-old, as I said before.
Well, let's talk with Nate. Nate with us from Denver.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nate.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's really not fair, I think, to try and hold, you know, Michael Phelps to this level of accountability. I know that he is considered a role model, but when you look at what he's accomplished at 23, I think he's won more Olympic medals and won Olympics than anyone ever has in the history of the Olympics.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's certainly more than anyone that's judging him could say about what they had accomplished at the age of 23. And definitely if anyone looks back at their past, especially their youth, they'll see a great amount of things that they probably aren't too proud of, and this is just one of those things.
Nevertheless, a few of us, no matter how little we accomplished by the age of 23 and how many times we might have toked up, a few of us accepted millions of dollars in endorsements and held ourselves up as a role model for kids.
Yeah, that's understandable. I think that whoever, you know, took the picture and then sold it, that's something that's really sort of a sneaky, underhanded thing to do. And I think that if everyone knew how many people and celebrities and respected people in this country are smoking marijuana, they might think of it differently. Not to say that I know the exact number, but I think people would be surprised by that.
You know, Nate brings up a good point about the photo itself. And, you know, when Michael Phelps did sign these contracts and did seek this, and he's traveling the world covering, you know, doing all these speeches and appearances, and he's wanted this. And by the way, that's terrific. I like Michael Phelps. He's a nice guy. His mom is wonderful. It's a great family. It's been a heartwarming story. But Michael Phelps, is being 23 years old, he understands the technological world he's in. He knows when he walks into a party. And he's insured this now for his entire lifetime. Any building, any room he walks into, the BlackBerries and the cell phone cameras will be going off. And so, again, you know, this is the way of our world. I think as much as it's kind of a slimy thing to have a picture like this appear in a low-rent tabloid, the reality is it's happening everywhere. And on the Internet, of course, it's omnipresent.
That is true.
Nate, thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking it.
So long. Let's see if we can go to Dylan. Dylan, also calling from Denver.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to make the comment that it's really too bad that right now we're really focusing on this thing that he's done. That, yeah, he probably, you know, he does know better and he shouldn't be doing it, but it's totally wiped. Maybe not totally, but it's definitely wiped clear a lot of his dedication and the type of training that it takes to get to the level of competition that he was at, not to mention the number of golds that he's won.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a real shame, I think, that he didn't think about that prior to, you know, prior to doing something like that, that something like this might be his legacy. He'll always have an asterisk next to his name.
Yeah, it'll be the second paragraph that comes up in the Wikipedia article, probably.
Right. And because this is the second one, too.
Yeah.
You know, because the DUI in 2004 and now this. And you understand a guy who's had his head in the water for 17 years of his life or whatever. You understand he wants to have a little fun. Eric Heiden, other Olympic athletes, remember Eric Heiden, the
sure.
great speed skater. Now, Eric Heiden disappeared.
Dr. Heiden.
Yes, exactly. Went to med school. But he said no to all endorsements. People have done that. People have said, I'm walking away from it. I want to go back to my own life. Eric Heiden, I'm sure anyone under 30 has never heard of him because of that, because he did disappear. But Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, cover stories galore. And he
five
just,
gold medals.
Exactly.
I was at those games.
And yeah. Lake Placid. It was in a U.S. Olympics. So it was a huge thing in a time when we only had three channels, so everyone watched these things all the time. So he was, and he walked away. Michael Phelps, if he had wanted to, unlikely, I acknowledge, if he and his management group had decided no. I want to go. He wants to go and live life. He didn't have to sign all these endorsement deals and say that he was going to be a role model for children. So I think that's part of the issue too.
And Dylan, thanks for the call. Do you think he did this out of a I'm too big. This doesn't matter. I'm above this. I'm too big for this. Or just wasn't thinking.
How could he not feel that he's a little bulletproof at this point? You know, he's the great Michael Phelps. And he's a good, as I said, I've covered him and known him since 2000. He's a nice young man. He really is. And, you know, it's a great story and a nice family. But I think, how could anyone not think they're a pretty big deal, especially when you're living the life he is and traveling the world and receiving the accolades in every room he enters. So I think there's part of that and probably a part of not thinking and just assuming that he'll get away with it.
Roberta in Woodstock, Illinois writes, of course, athletes need to be held to a high or higher standard. They're getting paid huge, excessive amounts to represent us. They need to be accountable. Would we allow a teacher who gets paid nothing compared to a star athlete the same pass? I doubt it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and I think that's it. You kind of put it in perspective. And again, you say everyone probably listening to us right now, Neil, knows of a young person just graduated from college, maybe in med school, maybe lots, whatever, who's not doing this, you know, who's avoided the parties, who is living an exemplary life. And then you look at the millions being given to Michael Phelps or whoever. There's a comparison
not
thing
quite
here.
Given. He earned it.
Yeah. Like, well, exactly. He earned all the endorsements. But then, you know, we're glorifying someone and we're learning more about that person we're glorifying, definitely.
Martin with us from, I'm going to try to pronounce it, Dahlonega?
Dahlonega. I can't even pronounce it.
Okay. Well, you make me feel better, Martin. Thanks. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's absolutely horrible that he was caught doing this. You know, it's unfortunate that he did it. But, you know, I was a swimmer in high school, and I'm a college student myself. And I like the comment you made about the teacher. It's not right that we hold people to a different standard. But at the same time, I think you could look at this, you know, you shouldn't look at it in pure outrage, but also in a bit of opportunity, too. I think he has a lot of potential right now to, you know, to really come out and to speak out about this and learn from his mistakes. And I know it wouldn't be the first time, but, you know, maybe a second time around wouldn't hurt either.
And it was interesting because the statement he made, Christine Bennett, sounded a lot like the Jason Giambi statement on steroids, which didn't mention the word steroids.
Right.
You know, whatever I did, whatever it may have been, I apologize for it, but I'm not saying what it was.
And it worked for Giambi.
Eventually. Yes. Well, now it's going to testify, but
yeah,
we'll see.
But exactly. But in terms of being welcomed back to the good graces of baseball. And with Phelps, I know this. Octagon is the group that represents him, and they will try to do a very good job with Michael, and I'm sure Michael will want to do this, of working on rehabilitation and talking to kids. And, you know, I hope he goes and talks to kids who've taken drugs. I hope he really, there could be some great positives. And Michael is still such an icon in our culture, especially in sports.
I just see him doing, you know, in another few years when the Olympics come around again, and even more role models, and even, you know, even all the people that he has kind of sponsored he's lifted up a lot of people's spirits and kind of us as a nation. He's, you know, he's kind of our athlete right now. And, you know, I think we all make mistakes, but, yeah, I just see us getting a little bit of good from this as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and it's a nice way to look at this story, because otherwise it's kind of, you know, a lot of another depression, you know, oh, man, him too. So, yeah, I think
You're exactly right.
Right, thank you.
Martin, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And this, we're getting so many on this, I might as well go back to it from Jason in Denver. Does this current scandal make Michael Phelps look bad, or does it make marijuana look good? Will anti-marijuana activists be able to say winners don't smoke pot anymore?
Right. So. Right. Well, clearly the marijuana people are being heard from in the last 48 hours.
and I wonder, what's been the reaction overall besides that particular strain?
You know, I think those of us who've covered him and reported on him, I think there's a lot of the same tone that I've been saying, that while we understand people smoke marijuana, you know, and young people do that, and there's parties, you know, that Michael Phelps has a lot to lose and should have thought this through. And if he wanted to have a life of partying and whatever, then don't take all the endorsements and don't put yourself up there. I think that's one of the strains. And you know, his future, because he's back swimming and he's gearing up for the World Championships in Rome this summer. You know, it's going to be very interesting to watch when he has his first appearance, who he talks to, how he, the mea culpas, what have you. So we're going to have a little bit more to watch with Michael Phelps the next few months, for sure.
Christine Brennan, thanks so much for joining us
Neil,
today.
Thank you.
Christine Brennan, columnist for USA Today, a regular contributor to NPR's Morning Edition, with us here in Studio 3A. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.